The Farmington Police Union shows up at a recent city council meeting. I'm Deborah Mulhew reporting from the KENN newsroom. The Farmington Officers Association, formed on June 28th, was introduced to the Farmington City Council during Tuesday's meeting. President Reyes Flores introduced the other officers, Vice President Randy Velarde, Secretary Daniel Ashburn, and Treasurer David Rock. He also made this statement.
We were all voted unanimously to serve on the board of the Farmington Officers Association. We look forward in the future in going in line with the state's goal of fostering a harmonious relationship with the city and look forward to that. I stand for any questions.
The Farmington City Councilors had no questions or comments for Flores and the union. There are 7 lightning-caused fires burning on the San Juan National Forest in Colorado.
Lightning fires are common this time of year when we have monsoonal rains, and then how much they ignite and how briskly they burn will depend on fuel moistures and wind. And this year we may be having a few more starts because of drier fuel moistures. But fire is just a normal part of our ecosystems. And lightning-caused wildfires are a normal part of our system.
Forest Service spokeswoman Gretchen Fitzgerald says the Plateau Complex fire started Monday near Dolores and consists of 2 fires, the Plateau Fire, which is nearly 30 acres, and the West Guard Fire, which is about 100 acres. The Spruce Fire, Service Berry Fire, and the Castle Creek Road Fire are burning in Ponderosa Pine and Gamble Oak outside of Pagosa Springs, while the Opal Fire is burning in the South San Juan Wilderness area near Leche Creek. All of these areas are difficult to reach.
With all this moisture in the air, it's fairly easy to get out to them and suppress them fairly quickly. A few of them, like the Plateau Fire Complex or some of the fires over near Pagosa Spring, are in more rugged terrain. And for firefighter safety reasons, we're using an indirect suppression method where we draw lines around them, but we don't go in for direct attack.
The Forest Service asks that any new fires be reported as soon as they are spotted by calling 970-385-1324. Oil and gas rigs in New Mexico are at a high, reaching a record level 103 rigs. The New Mexico Oil and Gas Association says this state is only behind Texas and Oklahoma. During the 2018 fiscal year, oil and gas profits pumped $1.7 billion into state and federal budgets, with $930 million going to New Mexico schools. We'll be back with more news right after a word from our sponsor.
G'day, mate. Wallaby Jones here with an invite for you to join me for the best steak you can sink your pearly whites into at Outback Steakhouse. Like Victoria's Filet Mignon, the most tender and juicy. Slow-roasted prime rib, herb-crusted and hand-carved to order. Bone-in, natural-cut ribeye. Extra marble for the maximum in tender. And for the big appetite, the Melbourne Porterhouse. A flavorful strip and filet tenderloin together. 20 set ounces of heaven, seasoned with a special blend of herbs and spices. Meet me at the Outback. Outback Steakhouse.
It's time for Priceless Pets at the Farmington Animal Shelter. This means free petted options today, tomorrow, and Saturday.
So we're really excited to announce that we are doing Priceless Pets again this year. What Priceless Pets is, it's a fee-waived adoption event that is sponsored by the Regional Animal Shelter Foundation. And because of their generous donations, adoption fees for our animals have been waived for the next 3 days.
Shelter Director Stacy Voss says adoption rules and procedures will still be in place, and adoptions will be limited to 2 animals per household. The shelter is located at 133 Browning Parkway. It opens at 11:30 each morning and closes at 6:30 in the evening. Voss says donations will be accepted at the shelters for adopted pets. New Mexico is 12th in the nation for drug overdose deaths, with 491 in 2017. Now Governor Susana Martinez has announced a new campaign against opioid abuse and addiction in the state. The governor is partnering with the state health department to embark on an educational campaign to share safe pain management strategies and discourage opioid use. The man who beat an Albuquerque teenager with a shovel 9 years ago has finally been sentenced. Justin Hansen received 18 years in prison for brutally attacking Brittany Marcel. Hansen became a suspect in the case in 2017 when DNA evidence found at the crime scene was linked to him. He pleaded no contest to attempted murder and aggravated battery charges in April and will now pay for the crime. I'm Deborah Mulhew reporting from the KENN newsroom. The news is brought to you by Horace Nissan. Farmington police are investigating a homicide. I'm Deborah Mayu reporting from the KENN newsroom. A 24-year-old Farmington woman was shot to death early this morning in the 1100 block of South Bowen. Francine Delgado was taken to the San Juan Regional Medical Center around 1 this morning with a gunshot wound to her lower back. She died at the hospital. Farmington police say a second woman, 28-year-old Rebecca Hackes, also was dropped off at the hospital with a gunshot wound to her buttocks. She was treated and released. Police are investigating Delgado's death as a homicide. The Farmington City Council adopted a more than $301 million budget for the fiscal year during a Tuesday special council session. The adoption came after the council heard from Finance Director Andy Mason, who said the financial outlook for the past 6 months was good with increases in gross receipts tax revenue.
We ended the year with $52.7 million. That was an increase of 9.6% or $4.6 million over last year, fiscal year 17. And it's been probably 12 years since we've had this large of a year-over-year increase, that high, 9.7. And, you know, a very good year, I think, hasn't even reached this level since fiscal year 2015 when it was $53
million. Mason says the gross receipts tax makes up 70% of the general fund. He gives a rundown of the increases.
And as you look down through the industry sectors here, they were all higher as they came in for the fiscal year. Oil and gas being the highest at 102% increase, or $1.5 million. Services was the next highest at a 13% increase, or $1.3 million. And also the retail and the miscellaneous sectors, those were also good gains for the fiscal year.
Despite the gains, the council is eyeing the possibility of raising the gross receipts tax for consumers to help offset spending within the city. Bloomfield police are questioning Paul Moreno and Orlando Atencio in the Monday morning kidnapping of 27-year-old Kayla Polk. It is alleged Polk was taken from a home in the 700 block of Miller in Bloomfield. Police Chief Randon Matthews says witnesses saw Polk being dragged by three men, and she was reportedly kicking and screaming when she was thrown into a green van. Polk was later located at another Bloomfield residence, and the van used in the kidnapping allegedly has ties to another kidnapping in the area. Matthews says Polk is being uncooperative with the investigation, but Moreno and Atencio were questioned with no charges filed as of yet. A third individual was taken into custody by the sheriff's office for questioning. I'll be back with more news right after a word from our sponsor.
At Horace Nissan's all-new Superstore, we deliver. We deliver price, we deliver approvals, we deliver quality, we deliver it all at 20th and Main in Farmington.
Summer is here. See our hot deals. How about a 2013 Hyundai Elantra for $99.99 or a 2013 Nissan Versa for only $69.99 or even a 2010 Ford Fusion Hybrid for only $89.99. Get these and more deals under $10,000.
We're Horace Nissan's used car superstore, 20th and Main, Farmington. Life is short. Drive something nice.
San Juan National Forest fire officials have stated the 416 fire is 100% contained, with a bit of smoldering in the fire's interior. Because of this, the closure in the fire area remains in effect, mainly because of dangers from the fire's hotspots, as well as debris flows and flooding from rainfall. The fire, which began June 1st, grew to more than 54,000 acres before the monsoon season began, allowing fire crews to get a handle on the fire and contain the blaze. An Aztec woman was injured in a rollover crash Monday on U.S. 160 near Mancos Hill in Colorado. The Colorado State Patrol says 31-year-old Misty Gordon lost control of her Jeep Wrangler while driving toward Durango on Highway 160. The vehicle left the roadway, then re-entered the road and rolled. Authorities suspect alcohol played a role in the crash. Her condition is unknown. A 51-year-old Farmington man found dead in Brookside Park has been identified by Farmington police as Gordon Luke Bitsui. He was found the morning of July 20th near the park's amphitheater. Bitsui's cause of death has not been determined. This news has been brought to you by Horace Nissan. I'm Deborah Mayu reporting from the KENN newsroom.
G'day, mate. Wallaby Jones here with an invite for you to join me for the best steak you can sink your pearly whites into at Outback Steakhouse. Like Victoria's Filet Mignon, the most tender and juicy. Slow-roasted prime rib, herb-crusted and hand-carved to order. Bone-in natural cut ribeye, extra marbled for the maximum in tender. And for the big appetite, the Melbourne Porterhouse. A flavourful strip and filet tenderloin together. 20 set ounces of heaven, seasoned with a special blend of herbs and spices. Meet me at the Outback. Outback Steakhouse.